This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today we're talking with Josh Lober of ES Chat. Josh, thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Absolutely, Donnie. Good to talk to you, too.
So, I hear congratulations are in order. You guys have heard some word from FedRAMP. Can you tell us what the latest is?
Yeah, so as we've talked about over the last couple of years, we've been working on our FedRAMP initiative, and we got to the point where we could finally file our paperwork, and we've now moved into the FedRAMP in process state. So that's a big step. It's, you know, sort of like the midway point where we hand off to third-party auditors and our agency sponsor and the FedRAMP Program Management Office to kind of take over the work.
Okay. And for people that may not be familiar, I know you and I have been talking about this for a while, but remind people what FedRAMP actually is.
Sure. So FedRAMP is a set of standards and controls that are designed to be implemented against any cloud service offering like ES Chat. And the goal of it is to provide a robust set of controls for robust cybersecurity coverage, but also a common set that can be used by all federal agencies and hopefully other agencies as well, so that we don't have to respond to different requirements from different agencies to meet different security models.
Okay. So I know you've achieved the in progress designation. What are the next steps?
So it's in process, and then what we're doing now is we're in our audit prep phase. So we've got our third party audit coming up in the first week of November, and after the third party audit is complete, the auditor will submit a SAR, a security assessment report, and that will come back and we'll see if there's any vulnerabilities that require remediation. And that report will also go to our agency partner or sponsor, and they'll complete their ATO, and then those artifacts go back to the FedRAMP Program Management Office for hopefully an authorization, we figure, in the late in the second quarter of next year.
Okay, all right. And what does this mean for your customers? I mean, both your existing ones and maybe some people that were looking at ES Chat but hadn't pulled the trigger yet.
Yeah, when we talk about the ES Chat product, the product really focuses on a narrow set of features related to push-to-talk, messaging, and location tracking. Outside of that, our focus is really on three points. One is on interoperability, one is on privacy, and one's on cybersecurity. So, you know, FedRAMP really addresses the privacy portion in that everything in FedRAMP is running in FIPS mode. Everything has to be encrypted. It has to be encrypted with FIPS validated libraries, and it has to be running in a FIPS mode. In fact, the level of FedRAMP that we are certifying to is the impact level moderate, which is based on the NIST SP853 standards at the moderate baseline. It's a little bit more rigorous because of the FIPS requirement. So that addresses and helps address the voice privacy and just the data privacy, whether it's encryption in transit or at rest, it's all covered. And then the second, you know, phase of that is the cybersecurity, and that's really about a complete and robust set of controls that 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 manage the cloud offering and the every element within the FedRAMP authorization boundary is tightly controlled, and it's quite a bit different than what we've been doing in the past. It's definitely a heavy lift, and it changes all of our processes for our operations team, and Tier 3 support have to be changed. And it's just a completely different phase we're moving into.
Okay, but in terms of your customers, are they going to see anything? If I remember right, there was some kind of migration that's going to happen at some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, so currently we've got our commercial customers who run in, at least our cloud-hosted commercial customers run in AWS commercial environments, and then our government customers run in our AWS GovCloud environment, and then our FedRAMP test and production environments are also built upon AWS GovCloud, but they're hardened in with the all of our updates for FedRAMP. So we will migrate all of our existing customers out of the current GovCloud environment into the FedRAMP GovCloud environment in, right now, it looks like the first quarter of next year.
Okay, and will that transition cost them any service time or cost them any money?
So they will need to reactivate their account with a new activation code. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty straightforward from the migration point of view. Our prices are going to be going up. What's the best way to put it? I mean, when we launched our service in 2008, till now, we've not changed our pricing for our government customers. So there is a price change coming, but it's not really strictly because of FedRAMP. It's one that's due and also covers the FedRAMP costs. It's a nominal increase. It will still be priced lower than any other broadband push-to-talk product on the market.
Okay. And will this make you eligible to get contracts from some entities that require FedRAMP that you haven't been able to pursue before?
Yeah, it's been interesting because we were in existence before FedRAMP was in existence. So, but now that the law has been laid down and cloud service offerings have to be FedRAMPed, we've had some of our customers that, DoD customers that are very stringent, and they require FedRAMP, and without us being FedRAMPed, they've temporarily moved into on-premise servers, because for an on-premise offering, FedRAMP's not required, but they will be moving back into the FedRAMP environment once we're done. There are other agencies that have expressed interest to deploy at a broad basis that have not been able to because we don't have the FedRAMP authorization. So we're anticipating growth within the federal government. We currently work with 9 of the 15 departments within the federal government, but not I'd say super high penetration across the board. We think that FedRAMP will help that growth.
Very cool, very cool. Well, Josh, congratulations on the new designation from FedRAMP, and please keep in touch and let us know as you get closer to that big announcement at the end of second quarter next year.
Absolutely. It's great talking to you, and I look forward to talking again soon.